This is How to Keep Your Cool, the ultimate guide to anger management. Discover expert tips and advice on how to control your anger. Written by J.M. Bennett. Read by Courage. Introduction. Everybody has likely felt anger at one time or another. While particular individuals get angry more often than others and have regular intense outbursts, others tend to bottle their feelings and then blow up or flare up without warning. Anger is a basic human emotion and a natural response to situations beyond our control. There are a lot of things that may set off or contribute to anger, like the actions of another individual, an event, tension, expectations not being met, feeling hurt, contempt, humiliation, embarrassment, jealousy, and sorrow. Depending upon how it's dealt with and expressed, anger may be favorable or damaging. It has favorable effects when angry feelings help you address an issue or subject with yourself or a different individual and correct the situation. Handling anger positively enables you to put damaging emotions into perspective. When you wish to let off steam, feel frustrated or distressed, there are constructive methods to channel your anger, like listening to music or going to the gym. These are frequently utilized in treating anger disorders. But expressing anger in a negative way frequently leads to assorted unhealthy behaviors like violence and aggression. You might get out of control and threatening to other people. When anger interferes with your power to think or act clearly, this may cause you to receive unnecessary trouble. If anger cramps your personal relationships with friends and loved ones, leads to violence, makes trouble in your business life, or individuals fear your temper, you might be suffering from anger disorders, and addressing anger becomes critical. Chapter 1. Basic Tips for Keeping Your Cool. Life certainly is unpredictable. You never know what may happen to you with each fresh day, for better or for worse. We cope with all sorts of individuals and with all sorts of states of affairs. Nevertheless, one thing is for certain. We do face individuals and states of affairs that annoy or anger us. Therefore, it's better to face the facts that we do become angry at times and to begin dealing with it for our own benefit. Chill out. Frequently in situations, we let individuals get to us. Make sure you evaluate if someone is purposefully attempting to make you angry. If this is the case, then there's all the more reason for you not to allow them get the gratification of driving you to your breaking point. Maintain your cool. On the other hand, if somebody gets on your nerves without meaning to do so, you need to control this sort of anger as well. Or you might wind up injuring someone for no apparent fault of theirs. Whenever this is the case, our friendly chat might be
sample complete. Ready to continue?